Hey, I'm ready.
You're ready. I'm ready.
Order to court.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. The first order of business is to approve the minutes. So I have a motion.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any changes?
No, the new members can still vote on it even though, because you're just, as far as you know, they're correct.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I guess right now we'll have the college give us an update.
Well, we have some information regarding enrollment. We have our budget. We have preliminary numbers on what we anticipate. The enrollment's down somewhat, which John's going to go through very detailed to show you exactly what we stand financially. The enrollment, we have plans to move. Solid. We're going to make it through the semester. Our biggest push in the future is going to be what we do in the summer and in the fall. John, you want to? I think he's passed out his budget sheet, so everybody will have it.
So if you have it, English page is the enrollment summary, and it starts off with on the bottom of the analysis that our call came in 23.6 FTEs below budget. In the center is it. Enrollment came in 3 FTEs below budget, and our spring, which by the way started yesterday, we're estimating that it's going to be about 44 FTEs below budget. Natasha, are there any more copies of this? What's that?
One short.
Oh, one short. On the next page,
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. That's what you were saying. Excuse me.
Operating budget.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
We're coordinating our efforts here.
I'm sorry. They were going to sign something, so I was trying to explain that it was already signed. So. No problem.
Everybody else has? I can just go over that. You'll see that the tuition account is short, some $300,000. We have also, and that's directly related to the enrollment. There's also a shortage in other revenues at this time, and that's directly related to the credit-free area and the courses that have run so far. On the bottom, there's the expenses. We have salary increases for some positions we added and cuts that were made through savings, like because fall enrollment was down. Our adjunct salaries were $70,000 below budget. But when you net that all out, if we go on with business as usual as of today, we're going to use up a big chunk of our fund balance. We had over $500,000 in fund balance. With the current projections, we're going to be using $400,000 plus of that. That's if we go on business as usual. We projected to put in place a freeze on expenditures for the spring, identifying savings that we can add in to this, so it's not as bad a number as it is now. But next month, we will have the actual spring, because right now it's a projection. We also have a collegiate program that's going to add about another 75 students into the spring. We're also going to go through all our credit-free offerings. If you live in the county, you probably got the credit-free brochure mailed to your house. Well, they all hit fairly soon, so that'll be factored in the other revenue. So the February report is going to give an actual hard projection at the end of the year. This one is just telling that if we went on as business as usual like today is today, we would be using up most of our fund balance. I think that has been received well with the campus. The faculty and staff all understand that they have to do things to cut back this year. and we're going to hope to get through without using even half of the fund balance up. That's our goal, so that we have something to start next year with.
Excuse me.
We're beginning to outline next year's budget already, and in the next year budget, we have info from the state that we might get another $100 per FTE back from the state aid. If that happens, that's just going to bring them back to the level they had in 2006 and 7. They cut us, and now we're almost back to where we were. One more hundred will get us even with the previous level. We need to do research on what the sponsor is going to contribute, and those two numbers will help us determine where tuition will be for next year. The goal is to kind of keep tuition flat or low increase, because we were always high in the region, and we don't want to be in that position. We want to be more or less in the middle of the local colleges.
John, the county contribution that we have been given over the past, the last increase, last year there was very small increase of, I think it was $100,000 maybe?
$120,000,
and then you were to take money out of the contingency in order to not increase tuition.
Well, the $120,000 was last year's increase, and I think it was the first one in about 7 or 8 years.
Right, right.
So it had been flat for 7 years.
Right, right. Yeah, I know it's been flat for quite some time, and actually the increase was, as you pointed out, was $120,000, and then you used another, I think, $100,000 or so in order to, out of your contingency, in order not to have a tuition increase, correct?
Well, we budgeted for no tuition increase by using, yes, some reserve, but by also cutting the budget back last year,
right,
to bring it in.
And, all right, so the numbers for the... I know you're going to be working on your budget, and it's been my take, of course, that I think the county needs to step up to the plate. And I understand that we do pay money dealing with capital projects, and we're involved in the payback, because of people going to other schools and things of that nature. We need to assure, and my take on it is, I don't know about anybody else on the committee, but my take is that I would like to see, the tuition not going up. It's not because you're cutting yourself to the point where you can't really do the job. So, well, I can tell you I'm one person that would increase, support an increase in the funds to the college.
We're aware of everybody's budget constraints. What I'm surfacing is that we would like to identify where it's going to be so we can plan that. And
right.
So far, the only one we've heard back from is the state. I know the state, the presidents are asking for more, probably 250.
Yeah, we're looking for 250 increase in FTE, which would bring us, if we had 250 for 2 years, it would bring us to the one-third, which is that's where... They say,
yeah, but good luck with that.
They say you probably expect 100, and if things go well, you might get to 250. So. But we can't budget on 250, we're budgeting on 100. And then.
That's if you get that?
What's that?
That's if you get that.
If that, we get that. No, absolutely.
But one thing about the state is they've been trying to come in on time lately. And so if we know in April.
Yes. Pretty
but
good
sometimes we didn't even know until June or July. But if we know in April, at least we can plan and work around it. So they're giving us an indication. They think realistically it's around 100, and we can start planning around that. We have to nail down the other two.
Who do you use for a contact pair on that?
In the state?
Yes.
Well, I think everybody's encouraging us to see Kevin Cahill to work with him. He's on the education committee.
He's a local.
There's also organizations, MICCT.
They're the ones that are indicating that it's going to be possibly a $100 increase. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
That's the group that we're hearing.
Yeah. Okay, probably the president.
No, that's what I was trying to find. I know you probably have contact a whole bunch of different people, but I was trying to figure out where you're getting the information dealing with that.
Well, we're also asking each department chair who comes in with a budget managers to come in with an anticipated 5% decrease from the previous year. We want to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
So we're just starting the 16-17 budget, but between now and May, it's an important time to get it done and get it done this year once, not two or three times.
Thank you. Does anybody else on the committee have any questions?
Just a question for Dave. You mentioned the payback. Can you tell me a chargeback?
Tell me a little bit. Yeah, in other words, if you... say your son decides to go to Dutchess County Community College. Well, by going to Dutchess County Community College, the county has to pay. There's a payback for them going there instead of going here because they're figuring that community is paying some of that cost for that. So that's the payback. What is the number on that again? When they do that, what is the exact number per person?
It varies from county.
In fact, it's changing. I think, as you know. They've agreed on a more blended approach with the deference to the counties who have to try to forecast this process, which has been extremely difficult. And I don't know if that's going to be implemented this year or not. They've been working on it forever, but it actually is going to try to smooth the process so when you do your budget, you'll have a better idea.
Now, they've been talking about the Fashion Institute?
Well, that, yeah.
I mean, that's like total... I mean, by language,
they have a master's degree on it now.
What they do with that, it's just total bull.
It's
a four-year college, and you're having to pay back. And
I don't know what the county pays out. It's a lot larger than we receive back. We people go from Dutchess and come here. I think it's close to $800,000.
We get about $800,000 a year in chargebacks. But there's two pieces to chargebacks. There's operating and capital. The capital piece we usually give back to the county for the debt service. But when you send someone to Dutchess, you have to pay Dutchess County two bills, operating and capital chargebacks. And that the operating is supposed to offset the one-third the county paid into that college. So the Dutchess one-third is being reimbursed from Ulster.
Right, and we've been getting the, or at least I was getting last year, I was getting the survey that was being done. So, you know, basically the survey more or less pointed out it's the major element is vocational. I mean, there are some people that are going, like, for instance, Orange County has physical therapy assistant program, so there's certain people that go to those type of programs like that to Orange County as opposed to, you know, we don't offer that.
Location is number one. The programs comes in second of the reason why.
Yeah, the programs come in second. And then the third comes is an interesting one, is that people don't, is that idea that it's like going to 13th grade.
Right.
In other words, the mindset that some people just want to go to another, go out of the area for a college. I think that might have been third or fourth or something.
But we
which is like, you know, I mean, that's reality. I mean, you know, there is something to say about going to school outside where you live. I mean, you know, it's the experience.
We have some unique programs that attract students, too. Our Vet Tech program brings people in from
the what?
Vet Tech.
Oh, yes.
Veterinarian. Our new fashion program brings people in. So there are some programs that draw people in.
Is the fashion going well?
The fashion is doing well. It's a first year, so it's going through its. But they're pretty good class size, even for the spring.
And we got 21 new applicants for that program starting in the fall, which plus the additional students. So it's really encouraging.
Well, that's good for a new program.
It takes 3 to 4 years before a program gets a solid.
All right.
All right. So Lee Reedy from Cornell Cooperative. It's your turn.
Hi, so it's January, cold, expecting some snow. For those of you that aren't familiar with cooperative extension, I think all of you are, we work in four major areas, education, Cornell University, and the land grant program of the United States. We work in agriculture, lead with agriculture, working with food systems, food safety, local farmers, both commercial and we also have a consumer horticulture program as well. We work with a forestry development program where we train adults to work with youngsters through our club program and then also through after school work and through some grant and contract work that we do throughout the county. We have a community vitality program. We teach community nutrition, mostly low-income nutrition programs, grant-funded. And we also have a Relatives Parents program, another grant-funded program, where we provide education and support to grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters who find themselves raising relatives. There's not a lot of support for them in other areas, so we try to fill the gap with that. And then we also have an environmental program, both with our ag, in our ag agricultural areas, and then with the New York City DEP, we have a really large grant where we provide education and facilitation to make sure that the water stays clean as it flows through Ulster County down to New York City. So that's mostly in the upper surface above the reservoir. So we are funded by the county. We're a county legislative program. But the bulk of our funding actually comes from grants and contracts through federal, state, pretty much anywhere we can find it, private foundations, whatever, and we use that to support our mission, which is education. Work pretty closely with the community college in coordinating our efforts. So they've been doing some work in the agriculture area, supporting some things, and we have had a long-term program working with them with extending the vet tech program or the veterinary science program to young folks, teenagers, who might be interested in taking that as a career. So been here for over 100 years, been supported by the county. Our first home was
I sometimes feel old, but
I've actually been here for 26 years. In the role of executive director, we have a staff of about 35 folks. Most of those folks are working in the agricultural area. We have two satellite offices, one in Highland at the Hudson Valley Lab, which is an extension of the Cornell Experiment Station through Geneva. We have some staff that are housed there. And then also we have in Shokan a satellite office where we provide the education and programs for the New York State watershed. Been around for a while. Our goals are, again, extending education, keeping people informed so that they can make educated decisions. We tend to focus on practical, you know, issues. So we have found that we used to do a lot of work in home economics. We actually moved out of that for a while because it seemed like folks didn't need that kind of information so much or weren't interested in it. And some of our most popular programs, which has really been interesting to me, has been in canning and preserving food in the past couple of years. I think that goes along with the emphasis on local food, being close to your food, understanding it and whatever, and we do quite a bit of work with that. It's been challenging winter for our apple growers. We're waiting to see if the trees have been damaged by the very warm temperatures that we had. The grape growers tell me it's not a problem for them. Once those plants go dormant, they stay dormant until spring. Not true of apple trees. And apple is our largest crop and our most profitable crop. So we're hoping that that wasn't problematic. It'll be interesting to see what the maple syrup, what the trees do with that. But I think with this last ice cold weather that we've had, they should be ready to... the trees should be ready to share their syrup with us or their whatever so that we can work with that. We're located, for those of you that don't know, in the Kingston Plaza, kind of across from Herzog's. We've been there for about 3 years. Would welcome you coming in to come and find out more about our programs. We generally do once a year run an educational program for elected officials and legislators and whatever, so you can come in and meet the staff and find out more about the programs that we're doing. So we'll be planning on doing that probably in March or April, and hope that you'll be able to take advantage of that. And in the meantime, if you have any kind of interest in any of the programs that we might be running or suggestions for us to make sure that we're connecting, we kind of pride ourselves on an organization that puts a great emphasis on collaboration. There's a lot of folks in the education field, but there is a huge need to get basic information out to the residents of Ulster County. So the best way we have found to do that is to collaborate with others, and some of our bigger grants that we work on put a huge emphasis on that. In some cases, we're actually given money that we use to distribute to other organizations so that they can provide the best services. We really work hard at not duplicating any services, but building programs that take the best from the different organizations and schools that can provide that. So always looking to increase that collaborations with folks that are interested in, again, the education field. And our goal is to give people enough education so they can make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. And we will take you up on the offer. We'll set a date to come.
Great. We have in the past actually set a meeting at mm-hmm. Cornell Cooperative mm-hmm. Station. And then what we do is then we take that opportunity to bring the program folks in so you get a chance to see kind of what they're doing. And we're more than happy to host that.
Good, so we'll set something. We'll come up with a date.
Great.
Great. Thank you, Lee. Is there anybody else that wanted to speak about anything or just... Okay. So we'll move on to the resolutions. Resolution number 16, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Rupco Inc. Office for the Aging.
And I'll move it.
Second.
What is this one, Ken?
We need a second.
Resolution also that the couple of the resolutions to the RCAL contract. As you know, the Office for the Aging is a new York Connect program. We receive state dollars to help identify people 16 years or older to help make connections to other long-term community supports to help them function and keep out of their singles. Recently received federal funds. The legislature did a resolution accepting these funds earlier, late last year, about almost $400,000, where the program is going to be expanded so that instead of just reaching out to residents who are 60 years or older, it's for all residents with disabilities. So they're expanding the makeup of the program. So instead of, you know, a lot of counties are struggling with how to implement these funds because the funds are only guaranteed through next December. So some counties have chosen to supplant the dollars or, you know, retool their internal operations. We're going to take a different approach. So we're basically contracting with two reputable organizations in the community that interact with people that we're trying to reach with disabilities. RCAL is the prime one, and RUPCO the other one. So we're contracting to coordinate that outreach.
Ken, the resolution actually doesn't tell me much about what it actually is.
Thank you. Any other questions? Discussion? Okay, we'll move it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the next resolution is number 46, establishing capital project number 464, SUNY Ulster Renovation to establish a Cypher Center for Business Innovation and Technology, amending the 2016-2021 capital program, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second
it. A discussion?
Yep. I was sitting on where you're at with this now. Even though there's a lot of changes that have taken place. So.
The majority of the funds now are going to go in the grant. We're going to be renovating a number of the labs, bringing up to the state of the art, moving forward.
data products that we'll be able to do 3D. It's really the right thing to do. We're going to be able to, rather than putting it into another facility, we're really excited, and you know, it's part of that, the grants that we got from the SUNY. We got federal dollars, and we got some donors who stepped up.
So you're not cashing in on the other one where you were trying to cash in on the, what was that? The one grant that came from the state that Cuomo put through, the zero taxes, zero...
Startup New York.
What is it again?
Startup New York.
Startup New York. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Yeah, no, this is not part of that.
No. But you were originally it would have been. It was supposed to be out, wasn't it going to be...
No, that wasn't a startup New York project.
That's happened?
A lot of people had the false impression that somehow by locating the Cypress Center on Ulster Avenue, they somehow qualified more businesses for but that's just not true.
Okay. I thought it might have been, but I mean, we never brought it up because it didn't get to this point where we're, we were actually okaying the project.
Between the main campus, the Kingston Center, and the BRC, you can draw a big enough circle that you can fit anyone pretty much within that distance for sure in this area.
Any other discussion?
I think the original program had $300,000 in. This is to amend it to $1.4 million for the whole project.
Right, right. But that was, that was going to be out at the
Old Pier 1.
Yeah,
right. The Old Pier 1, but when you put the capital program together, they put in $300,000 to upgrade technology on the campus. That was for this project. Now it's all wrapped into the $1.4 million as one project that'll be run as a capital project.
Well, this would be better. You'd be enhancing the campus.
The campus to, bring it to state art.
Right.
Ken, you want to say something?
I just want to compliment Dr. Roberts and his team. I know we spent a lot of time working with them, and that going through a model, we could come up with something that's sustainable and it's going to provide a lot of great new programming for students in Kennedy and help build a new attraction to help people. So we're happy to help come out and we're excited to work with you.
Good, thank you. Is there any other discussion?
Yeah, because I know there were some questions on the last part of it. I mean, before this change took place, there were some things that seemed a little questionable.
There's been a lot of meetings and a lot of people have been on it. I think everyone's been
good. Okay. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Carried. Okay, resolution number 47. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Construction Fund to accept funding through the SUNY 2020 Challenge Grant Program. SUNY Ulster. Move it.
I'll move it.
Any discussion? Is there any questions or any? No? Okay, we'll move the question. Anybody? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right. Resolution number 48, establishing a capital project number 465, general furniture replacement, SUNY Ulster. And there is a change. There was a wording.
The project was in the capital program that you put through with the budget. And this is just to establish it so that we can access it. Mm-hmm. The only thing is I think SUNY asked for some of the language changes. So instead of saying various classroom furniture, they wanted it to say general furniture.
Interior renovation and equipment, right? It was going to be changed.
And
so do we need to make a move? Do we have to make an amendment? Move? For an amendment?
It's amended. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. $347,000. Natasha, is it the 150 or 300?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
This is the
48. This is the one that's the right. This is the furniture one. So the amount? 300,000. Yeah, 150. All in favor? Any no's? Okay, it's cool. Okay. Resolution number 50, establishing a capital project 466, amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program, gym wall replacement. Move it.
Ready. This has been in...
No,
it's been in the waiting for a while.
Do we have a second? Okay. Discussion? No, okay. So we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. Resolution number 52, establishing capital project number 467, the leach field construction. Sunil.
Then it was in the program. This is to establish it so we can start putting it out to the access.
Okay.
I'll move for discussion.
Second?
Sure, I'll second.
Discussion? I'll call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, you had...
Not Dave, maybe.
Did you have something, Dave?
No, yeah, I think I know. Okay, no, I'm good.
We're good? Okay. Okay, Resolution 54, establishing capital project number 468, construction of Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge, SUNY Elster. We'll move it.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, can you fill me in on this one?
Is this the bridge that goes from the main campus building, Vanderlyn Hall, to the quad outside? For the last 5 to 7 years, the concrete's been chipping off of it. Underneath, we have a tarp suspended so that it doesn't hit anyone. Structurally, it's not that bad, but the concrete is deteriorating from salt. Used to have a built-in electric heater that made it even wetter than it was, but it needs to be replaced. It's in the program. This is to establish it so we can begin design on the street. We're trying to time the bridge, the gym wall, and the leach field for summer when we're down so we can get them done before school opens.
David, did you recall a couple of years ago how it came to the community? They were concerned it was an emergency repair.
Right, I'm guessing an emergency repair. Yeah, that was 4 years ago.
It was a while back. But
yeah, because that's why I haven't seen that until now. That's why I was like...
This is that project. So they had done an assessment, and it wasn't as structured as broad as they had feared, but there are repairs that are needed to maintain it.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that. I just think it's been maybe 4 years ago, so I haven't seen it, and I'm thinking, if you that doesn't come up in the last couple of years.
This is that project.
Gotcha.
All right, so we'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 56, amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 469, water supply extension project to public water system, SUNY Ulster. Move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
Oh, finally.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Now, this has been going for how many years has this been going on?
I've been here since 2010.
It's been a while. It's got to be back in 2006 or so.
What's that?
Maybe back as far as 2006. I think when it first started up. What do you think, Dennis?
I think it's around 2007.
Mm-hmm. 97, all right. You're pretty close. You're smarter than I am.
So any other discussion? Okay, we'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Sounding aye.
One note, your patient, before we wrap up, we've had an awful lot of cooperation from the budget office, mm-hmm. Jamie in particular. And she helped us with the resolutions. The process has changed a little bit. It's been really difficult to make the deadlines without her, so you should recognize her.
Good. Who's that now?
Jeremy Kaplan.
Oh, okay.
Good, thank you.
Why don't we send a nice little letter to her? All right. Send a letter to Jamie thanking her for all the help that they got, if you don't mind.
Good, thank you. Resolution number 67, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, entered to in by the County Resource Center for Accessible Living, Inc., Office for the Aging. We'll move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Right. Yep.
Any discussion?
Which one?
We're on the number 67.
In the ARC.
For the, yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I'm sorry. Right, good. Okay. Approved. Okay. Resolution number 76, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant reimbursement agreement with the Empire State Development for the Ulster County Strive Project. We'll move it.
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion?
Just an explanation of the STRIVE program.
Mm-hmm. This is a program where we propose the renovation of the framework of entering elementary school and high school. I believe we would have that in the Houston Center of SUNY Ulster. And this is just a catch-up paperwork.
Now, what has been the total cost of that now? Where are we at?
We're on budget from where we are last budget.
But it started much lower than that, but you did get the money. Let me correct the record on that. When we originally made the proposal, we
had scoped it at a certain level, and then we began adding additional features that we funded. So, for example, we added a tremendous amount of green infrastructure funded through grant resources, so that grew the scope of the project, but we also drew down the corresponding interest. But in the end, there was no impact on the county tax levy for the project.
All right. So, we'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Okay, resolution number 81, confirming appointment of a member of the Ulster County Youth Board. We'll move it.
We'll move it.
Okay, second.
Tremendous pulse.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Do we have any old business? Any old business? All right. Any new business? It's mine. I couldn't find my phone to turn it off. I'm sorry. We just have to, one new business is we're on it to discuss, in March, we're going to see about moving our meeting on, from March 2nd to March 9th. And does that work for everybody?
Is that Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to continue meeting at the college, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. We're just for the month of March, so we can know.
Now, does anybody, in case I was going to have a conversation with somebody else in reference to this committee meeting on a Monday, would be the second Monday, is that a problem with anybody? In case, I mean, I don't know if it, in other words, I won't even
you say
ask anything else with it.
Yeah.
Not for me.
All right, because I was talking to Rich Parody, who chairs the environmental committee. And what happens is they're going to meet up at the college right afterwards, and I think it makes it easy for a lot of people. So they were thinking about Monday, and it would be the second Monday instead of the first Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the reason I like doing the second week is it allows a week off, beginning of the month, and a week off at the end of the month. You don't have meetings there, unless there's, but you do, I mean, sometimes you have special meetings, obviously.
So what he's talking about right now would be a potential thing he's exploring.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then this is, we're going to change the date in March.
It wouldn't happen until April anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, just wanted to ask the question.
How long do these usually go? I have a Monday night commitment.
These usually go about an hour and a half.
Then I'm
rarely over an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
We usually pretty, we move them pretty efficiently. We try to, different people show up.
Sometimes the library or,
And sometimes
arts. As long as you're going to keep it at 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. 5's okay for everybody, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, was the next meeting February 3rd?
I don't know when the next
meeting is. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but so most likely, unless there's not a meeting.
We are having this.
Yeah.
So February's meeting is going to be on the 3rd at SUNY Ulster at 5.
But if there's no resolutions, just so you know, in the past, sometimes if there was no resolution, sometimes, particularly in the winter, you don't necessarily have to have a meeting.
So that
I mean, I know you really want to come out and there's snow and things.
So that's another potential thing that could
happen. SUNY.
Howard St. John room. It's the main building, right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you walk in,
you go into the lobby. It's to the right,
the glass sort of building there.
Okay.
You pull into that first parking lot just above. You make the turn to the right. You pull immediate left, and it's right in there. It's going in the Howard St. John room.
The good thing is you don't have to go across the bend of the bridge. It's for something.
Well, you can tell people if they those you don't like too much. By the way, check out the bend of the bridge before you come down.
Well, if there's nothing else, I'll take a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very efficient. You're welcome.